We are Kieran Maher.
Counting on the blinkers with Lording. Going to bring him right on.
Head bobbing finish. Lincoln Rocks or Lording?
Yeah, I've gone with the 12, Madatsu.
And Madatsu and the Jersey Day Silks is powering away. Madatsu by...
A couple of value plays. Salute. Well done to the boys who stay hot. Welcome to the Formcast. I'm your host, Lee Allen, and the spring is at our doorstep. We take a host of horses to the Heath for the first Group 1 in Victoria. Our Wondermare Pride of Jenny makes her much-anticipated return in the Memsey Stakes. Then up at Rose Hill, we've got a few good chances throughout. We'll bring on Reese and Pete to go through both the meetings. And then finally, Track Cat comes on to discuss a few runners from a Dar's perspective. So it's heating up. All the good horses are back. Let's jump right into it.
Up first on the Formcast, we welcome in our racing manager at Cranbourne, Reese Murphy. Reese, we've got Caulfield tomorrow, first Group 1 of the season. Are you excited?
Very excited. Just not sure what the track is actually going to be tomorrow. The rain outside, the wind, there's more showers forecasted. Who knows? But hopefully we're on either a good 4 or soft 5 to give horses every chance.
You got your value up last week, Lording. Hopefully you can do the same this week. And also your best. So your best is in race 3. Who do you like?
Yeah, horse of ours. A horse called Rise to It. Come down from Sydney. Last run was super. Jay Carr on board. Joined the paint in one. Jump. We're either going to be first or second. A little bit of speed from outside. Horse called Station 1 mate, take us on. But I think this horse will be very hard to beat from the front on tomorrow.
Fret has been scratched from Morfordville, so it definitely runs over at Caulfield. Who do you think is going to contest the lead?
Well, I think Station 1 for me is probably the only real other speed runner. Or if the emergency roll hard hat gets a run and is drawn out in 15, could push forward. But from gate 1 with Jay Carr, she'll rate him well. She'll jump, be positive, and hopefully, you know, she can lead all the way.
Yeah, had a tearaway leader last start, Rise to It. Hopefully that doesn't happen again for tomorrow. But he's paying $3.90. Jamie Carr drawn 1, so it would be a really good chance for Reese's best of the day. Okay, Reese, we'll go to race 5. It's the Vale Black Caviar. Used to be called the Heath, but we've got recommendation lining up. Can he keep his winning going?
I think this is his toughest race to date this time in. His last two wins have been good, but a horse like Kelos, which is a very good horse, goes well fresh. I've got a lot of time for a horse called Arkansas Kid, which won well last start. I had as my best. I think he's flying. Chain of Lightning is a Route 1 mare, which you've always got to respect. So, look, from 7, Blake's going to be forward. I think 1,100 is his trip. He's really going to get no excuses. He's got the fitness edge on a few of the others. Hopefully he's winning.
Yeah, he does have the fitness edge. A couple of runs there. Others are first up. Arkansas Kid just had the one run. Okay, we'll continue going down. We'll go to race 6 now, which is the McNeil Growing Empire. We'll discuss with Growing Empire with Kat a little bit later in the show. But he's been jumping out really nicely.
Yeah, he has. Obviously, Zara's done a lot of work on him. He's had the blinkers on just to keep in his trials. I think Mark's suggestion here to kick him off with him off over the 1,200. Was drawn out wide, 8 of 8, but only the one turn from that 1,200-meter shoot. I think this, so far, what we're seeing of our three-year-olds, of Kieran Mars, he's probably the pick going towards the Group 1 Coolmore. He's very exciting. There's a couple of horses here that are going quite well, and I've got a bit of a fitness advantage, but I'm really excited to see this horse backed on tomorrow and can't wait.
Who are you most worried about in the race?
It's probably more like a horse like Stay Focus, sort of coming through good form lines as a two-year-old. He's probably the main one, but it's always got to respect the horses that have been racing this time of year in a rock-hard fit. So Band of Brothers is one of those. Astapor, the horse coming down from Sydney. Dominic Sutton's horse, he's got a very exciting horse as well. So this is a good start off a Growing Empire. We do have a sort of another two races after this before we get to the Coolmore down the straight, but hopefully he's kicking off his campaign tomorrow with a win.
Yeah, he'll have a couple of siders down the straight before going to the Coolmore ultimately in the spring, all going well. Okay, we'll now go to the main race of the day. It's obviously the Memsey Stakes. We've got our mare, Pride of Jenny. She is returning. She's had 3 jump outs. She's ready to go. Who are you worried about?
Well, it's a small field. We all know she's going to push forward. You've got a horse like Gentleman Roy, which is drawn outside us going forward as a natural on-speed runner, but it took a sit last start. It's just going to be a game of cat and mouse. Mr. Brightside is not going to want to give it up an easy lead. Aegon got back, ran home well the other day. Bandersnatch, Corkses going well. Pinstriped, super run, bit stiff. And Tino's a big sprue course going very well. Jumped out super and Vagrants a good horse as well. So, look, they've all got to beat Pride or Jenny now. She's going to be hunted. You know, she needs to be doing the hunt now. She's, the roles are reversed. Everyone knows how good she is, and she's got the respect of everyone. So, obviously, she'll be positive. It's up to Deck in the first furlong or two to work it out if he's leading or taking a sit. Depends how hard they go. If they're going too hard, she'll take a sit. If not, she'll take up the running, I would assume.
Yeah, say she dictates. Are they going to be honest? Any sort of shenanigans by the other riders?
Not really. Like, a lot of these horses have got a long campaign ahead of them. Not going to want to have a gut buster and go 100 miles an hour first up. And I don't think they'll have the speed to be go with it. Probably only Real Gentleman Raw who's got the fitness advantage. But obviously with Mark on it, Gentleman Raw, he knows the good jockeys like that can judge the pace. And if they're going to go too hard, they'll take a sit. But Pride of Jenny's flying. She's in great form. As I say, she had plenty of jump outs and she's going to be there definitely at the end of it.
Yeah, we're really happy with how she's come up this prep. Antino's stable down at Cranbourne. He's looks well and he's jumped out really nicely the other week as well. So it'll be a great contest for a first up run of the preparation. Okay, Reese, we'll round out the card. It's your best value of the day. Which stable runner?
Yes. We're in race 10. We've got Another Will and we've also got Jenny Lala. Another Will's drawn off the track in 16. Jenny Lala's drawn 14. Look, for me, first up over 1400 in the records, I'm looking at Jenny Lala each way. I just think she's a much more backable price each way than Another Will, how short he is. Obviously, he's a very progressive horse, Another Will. He's gone through the grades and he went up to Sydney and ran super. But I just think from that gap, we might ride him a bit more quiet. He's sort of got a race like the Toorak or the Cox Plate in mind. So we're mindful of that. He's not going to want to have a gut buster first up. So my each way play of the day is race 10, number 11, Jenny Lala.
Yep, certainly each way odds, 750, 260. We scratched from last week. Hopefully it's the right rein we've pulled there for her and your value salutes. Okay, Reese, we'll just round out your quaddy numbers.
Quaddy, yes. So first leg, which is the Cockram Stakes, 1, 3, 5, 12. The second leg is the Headerly. I think there's only a couple of winning chances here, 1, 5, 13. The Memsey, I'm just going two horses, Mr. Brightside and Pride of Jenny. And the last leg, I think it's a bit open. That's the one we each way play of the day. 1, 2, 3, 11, 16.
All righty, Reese. Hopefully you can continue that momentum going.
Good luck. And good luck to you, Lee. You're playing in your footy final tomorrow. Is that right?
Sunday.
Well, all the best for Sunday. Hopefully you get a kick.
All right. Thank you very much. Cheers. Up next on the Formcast, Peter Greer is on. Man in form as well. You got your each way up last week. Madatsu went well.
Yeah, he got back. They ran along. It worked out as it appeared on paper, and he was able to win. So the race was run to suit, and he was able to run over the top of him.
Looks like we've got good weather up there. Rose Hill, it's a good four. Rails out two. We'll start off in race two. It's the benchmark 78 over the 1500 here. We've got a few stable runners here, most notably Vivier, who's second up now. What do you make of her chances?
It's interesting because the pace is all stable bound. Lady Boss, it's a knockout. They'll settle down 1-2, and Vivier from barrier 6, I think it's got to be a little bit positive and hope to slot in off the speed. But the stable will control the pace and control the destiny of the race.
We've discussed Sequestered before. It likes to get back. It's drawn 5. Where does it get in the run?
But it's into 3 now. It'll settle off him. It's running home in good sectionals, it's in it. Zaros, the Snowden horse, it'll get back to last, but it runs quick. So again, speed is important to Zaros' chances. And Mountain Top, it's not racing too bad also. But Vivier, on its last run, has got an excellent chance. I think that the two stable mates, positive early. If he can jump Vivier and just settle him behind, I think that's the best. And if it can find itself in that position early on without doing a lot of work, it has a good winning chance.
It's currently 350, James McDonald on. So hopefully we get a winner off the card pretty early there at Rose Hill. Okay, we'll go to race 4. It's the benchmark 78 over the 2000. This features your best value of the day. Who do you like?
Race 4, number 4, First Light. I thought its first up run was good. I thought its recent trial was good. It's drawn barrier 2. And the main attribute of this race, that it hasn't got much to beat. It's guaranteed the run of the race. These have gone round many times. There's no secrets in this field. And just a bit of a throw of the stumps, gets the run of the race. Good odds off its trial, off its barrier. It's worth a gamble.
And Rise to It, obviously coming out, staying in Melbourne, helps its chances.
It does. It does. There's not a lot of pace in the race. I'd expect King of Clubs to go forward. Inotis is racing well. It's drawn a bit wide. It's racing well. And Monarch Spray could go forward, but an I Am Empire, but guaranteed the run of the race in the first four or five. It's just worth a risk at the price.
It's currently $5.50, $2.10 the place for Pete's best each way of the day. Okay, we'll go to race seven now, which is the up-and-coming stakes. It's over the 1,300 metres. Axius, been racing well for us, first couple of starts. It's got to take on Autumn Glow, who won last time at Rose Hill. Can it knock it off?
Axius got across easily last start in a race which was devoid of pace. That's not the case on Saturday. Shangri-La Express has drawn four. Wairu has drawn nine. Snack Bar looks to have pace from its Melbourne runs. It's drawn three. So there's a problem being drawn out in 10. I don't know what they'll do, but it won't get across as easy as it did last start, where it was able to set a nice soft speed up front and kick home quick.
So with heaps of pace on, who are you looking at in the race?
If the pace eventuates, Autumn Glow is the horse to beat. The other horse that I have a bit of time for, which I think it's way over the odds, is number seven, Aliana. I like that horse. But if the pace eventuates, and on paper it's got an excellent chance of being so, I think it'll suit those two Waller run-ons.
So Aliana paying $34. So you might want to back Autumn Glow and then have a little bit on Aliana at the 30s there. Okay, Pete, we'll go to now race 10, which features your best of the day. It's in the benchmark 78 over the 11. Who are you looking at?
Yeah, Headwall. I liked it first up, but got back, ran home really well. Always had ability. Its racing pattern is to get back, so you need a bit of pace. The Face, Sir Avenali, Trish State, Boston Rocks, DePoet, all capable of putting pace on. If that eventuates, then he is the horse to hold off. Blank to Blank is drawn out in 10. It's trialing okay, but it's got a problem with the barrier with all the speed drawn inside. And the other horse, Sebenak, mixes its form at Renon very well. But Headwall has ability. It will get back. If the speed eventuates, it will be the one charging home.
It's currently $4 at the moment for Pete's best. We'll now finish off with your quaddie numbers, races 7 through 10.
Yeah, race 7, I tipped 5-7-4 for reasons explained before. Race 8, they've taken out the Victorian horse, which means that Amor Victorious is going to get a very cozy run in front. But I'm going around it. I'm going for the 5 CO Wolf. I've always liked the horse. I've gone 5, 10, 6, and 14. Charterhouse, the stable horse from Barrier 2, gets to sit just off the speed. It's racing well. And the 14 has got the blinkers on Rizan. But as it stands now, the only horse that could challenge Amor Victorious to lead would be So United. And if that doesn't occur, it's going to get an easy lead. Race 9, tipping 14, 16, 8 and 9. Tip the stable horse Piastra. The barrier's a problem, but there is about three or four that like to charge up front. If that occurs, it will suit the back markers, so we hope that occur. 14, 16, 8 and 9. Thunderlips, again suited by speed, went well first up. Cavalier Charge, another back marker, and she's an A-lister. My favourite, gets a perfect run off the speed. But when you've got Bubba's Bay, Felix Majestic, Caboo, and Willowdale, that looks to be good speed. So 14, 16, 8 and 9. And the last race we discussed, 2-4-3.
All righty, Pete. Plenty of information there. Hopefully you can go well on Saturday.
Okay, Lee.
To round out the show, we welcome in Katrina Anderson, our head of sports science tracker. We were close last week, but we didn't hit the target with Miss Uella and Samana.
Yeah, we've been all around the target. We just haven't hit it yet. So hopefully this week. we can get a winner.
Yeah, so Missy Elliott still plays, still placed at $4, so that's nothing to sneeze at. But we have a lot of horses resuming with the spring upon us. Of those ones resuming, we've got a few stayers. Who are you most interested in?
St. George, obviously, there's been a lot of hype around him heading towards the Melbourne Cup. His preparation hasn't been the smoothest. We've had a few setbacks to wrestle with, but I think we've got him back on track. He had a nice gallop at Caulfield leading into this, and you know, we could have given him another jump out, but we just thought this was a nice kickoff point. He's obviously got a lot of class, and I think he is going well, and we'll just like to see him run round and hopefully hit the line well and can take good benefit out of that as he continues with his preparation towards the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, he did open $51, is into 14, so he probably did open up a bit of overs, but I would imagine he's just having a run around. As he gets over further, then we can start thinking about having a bet on him.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so we'll now go to obviously the ones that are screwed down. We know Jenny's had three jump outs. We know she's ready to go in the Memsey, but you like another one of ours who has been jumping out well.
Yes, Growing Empire. Very excited to see him return after a very good prep, you know, in his two-year-old campaign where he was very green, you know, sort of ran around a bit, but I think he's definitely come on. He's been very impressive in all of his work, jump outs. He does it so easily, and I think his preparation has been smooth. We haven't had any form of setbacks, and, yeah, I just think he is a very nice horse and going well.
What's the main sort of data point with his recovery that is the best?
Yeah, he's got exceptional recovery. No matter what he does, he does it so easy, and he's also taken good improvement with every piece of work he's done. Does his tread work well. Yeah, I think he's a very nice horse.
Yeah, so he had blinkers for a couple of runs last prep. We've elected to go without them. I think Mark just thinks he does a little bit too much with them on. So it might be something we look to apply down the line as he goes down the straight on the way to the Coolmore. So Mark's got to navigate a wide barrier tomorrow from barrier 9. But he should go well, you would imagine. Okay, we'll now go to round out the card. Another Will. Now, another Will's from Ballarat. You've had your eyes on him for a while now. How has he been coming up this prep? He does kick off over 14 most times he's prepped.
Yeah, he kicked off over 1,400 last prep. Obviously, a lot lower grade, so this is going to be more challenging. And I think he is a horse that will improve with a little more ground, but he is going well. He had a jump out here, which to the eye wasn't overly impressive, but when we look at the data and compare it back to last prep, you know, he is on par and he's taken good improvement out of that with his gallop post that jump out leading into this. I do think he prefers the good going, which he should be getting tomorrow. So I think that's another factor. People have sort of thought he liked the heavy because he was winning races, but that was, you know, much lower grade. And I think he was just such a good horse that he was able to get away with it. So I think he's much more effective on a good track as well.
So he's drawn the car park as well. He's in 16. So Jamie will have to navigate a wide barrier there. And you also like one up in Sydney. You're Mrs. Team Dynamic. So it'd be remiss of you not to mention Axius.
Yes, I am very excited about Axius. I think he has a lot of potential, a lot of upside. He's been very impressive in his two starts, and I think he's gone to another level again. He's had a super gallop leading into this. PBs across the board, recovery was excellent. But what really catches my eye with him from a data perspective is his action. He's got a big stride, but he's able to sort of increase it so quickly. He uses a stride frequency, and he really extends, and I don't think sometimes it can be a little bit of a challenge for a horse with big action to accelerate quickly, but he seems to do it so seamlessly. So I think that is, very impressive from a data point of view.
Yeah. So he's also got a wide barrier. You know, we know that he goes forward. Zachy Lloyd will obviously step and be positive with him coming up against Autumn Glow, who won very impressively last start at Rose Hill. So we've got a few horses there to cover, Kat. Hopefully a few of them, if not all of them, go well.
Yes, hopefully we can salute a couple of winners, but God, what a weekend ahead. I'm excited. Are you, Lee?
I'm very excited. We'll see you all out there on the track on Saturday.
Before I wrap up the show, a quick reminder that tickets to our exclusive Caulfield Cup CMR Inner Sanctum package go on sale next week. There are limited slots, so you'll need to jump on them quickly to enjoy a super day out with the team. All the information that you need is on the email attached. As I said, getting quick, they will sell fast. Once again, thanks again for tuning into the show. Hope we've managed to steer you into a couple of winners, and we'll catch you again next week.
We are Kieran Marr.